Well, good morning, people. Now, I'm making this video in the morning because you know I'm such an active person. I should be going for my run very shortly, but I'm only going to do 25 miles today, though. And of course, then I'll be going down the gym. That'll be another 4 hours of training. Oh, and by the way, some of that may not be true. In fact, maybe all of it. But my last video, if you saw it, was about putting 20 femons on an island on their own for 4 months, and 20 men on an island on their own for 4 months, giving them all food and water that would last 4 months, and then going back to each island and see what the outcome was. Now, I haven't had many replies, but most of them are about the same. I think we all know what the outcome would be, because, of course, it's all been done before, and the results were... Well, the proof was femons don't really survive very well without man. And that isn't a surprise to most men. We already know that. The only people that are disillusioned about it is the femons. Everything the femons are generally has all been provided by man. That may sound kind of arrogant, but it's the truth. Now, us men really don't want to be worshipped like gods because of it, but the femons could show some appreciation, couldn't they? But in fact, they're all doing the opposite, aren't they? They're all pretty much bad-mouthing men, shaming men, divorce-raping men, cheating on men, stabbing men in the back, sometimes literally, lying to men about the paternity of their child, blaming men for everything and all the faults that femons have, including periods, which isn't a fault, it's just a natural bodily function of the femon, being spiteful and vindictive to the man in a divorce that she instigated, turning his children against him after 22 years of marriage, and the only reason for that is she thinks she's found a better man. Of course, all the modern femons say they don't need no man. But if you take a closer look, they always have their simps about. 1, 2, maybe 3. And the modern femon has been through plenty of real good men, but they've never stayed. No, reality for the modern femons today is far different than what they're spouting out of their mouths. And as I've said before, arrogance is usually tagged to a man. But I have met no man more arrogant than femons today. And they're more disillusional than they ever have been. And let's face it, they were before. So it's no wonder men are walking away from them. The modern femon is acting more like a spoiled child every day, who has completely disrespect for any man, and will only use and abuse them and then discard them. This, of course, is supposed to be empowering to them, but it just shows you what a terrible, horrible being they've become. They've not only bitten the hand that feeds them, they've eaten it. Of course, men aren't perfect, but nobody deserves to be treated like the femons are treating men today. Men having compassion is kind of their downfall, because they've forgiven femons time and time again. But that only has made the femons worse. The modern femons have absolutely nothing to offer man today, except drama and chaos, and a millstone around a man's neck. Femons want to blame everything on men. They say that all their life is a complete mess and turmoil because of men. But in reality, the reason why her life is mess and turmoil is because of the choices that she made herself. It's time they take responsibility for what they say and do. And it's time for you young men, too, to walk away. Masculinity isn't the evil in the world. Without it, there wouldn't be a world. Men and boys are being attacked from all sides. In the schools, in the universities, on the media, and from mostly all femons. At least, the crazy ones. The emotionally wrecked ones. And there's plenty of them today. But men are strong. They will survive. Wokeness comes from femons. And wokeness has failed every time. Men didn't make wokeness fail. Nature did. You younger men will have to be strong. Your weakness is your compassion, which they gave man, but not femons. You'll have to watch femons fail badly, again and again. You must not help them back up, or forgive them over and over. You must treat the femons the way they're treating you, and maybe the femons will realize how wrong it is. When a bully gets bullied themselves, it's quite a revelation for the bully. And let's face it, femons are just bullying men today. So you young men out there, and all men, stop taking the femon shit. Oh yeah, I know all men are bad and all femons are good. Just take a look throughout history, and you will find it's the other way round. But that's the way and nature of a Femon. Deflection.
Solomon, there's another Femon here to seek your advice.
No, not another one. Tell her I'll see her in 10 minutes. What does she look like?
She's young, quite fit. Very nice looking, actually.
Tell her I'll see her in 5 minutes, then. Oh, and get me my hair gel, will you?
Right away, Solomon.
Take it easy, fellas.